Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight it's time for Studio 435, our Monday night segment that features live performances and great up-and-coming bands. Tonight, another band that will be playing Pitchfork this weekend, the Chicago band Whitney. The duo Max Kakasic and Julian Ehrlich formed Whitney after their band the Smith Westerns broke up. They just put out the album Light Upon the Lake, just back in June here. The seven-piece band is playing Pitchfork Friday at 4:15 p.m., and they are here in studio tonight. Whitney is Max Kakasic, Julian Ehrlich, Josiah Marshall, Will Miller, Malcolm Brown, Print Chateau, and Charles Glander. Thanks, guys, for being in studio. I appreciate it. We're going to hear some live
What's
music
up,
here.
Man?
What's
Thank
up?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being. You said your buddies from Twin Peaks here on the...
Yeah. We popped out like... behind this little window area and kind of like try to give them like the bunny ears behind their head.
Right. We're going to hear some live music. You know, we'll do it right coming up here after the break. But talk about the band Whitney, how you guys made the transition from Smith Westerns to this band.
We were just, honestly, it had been like 6 months since either of us had like been making music, I think like super seriously. We were like dilly-dallying with different projects and stuff. And just kind of like a cold morning in the winter here, and we spent the morning like inside writing a song on a new tape machine, and from that the whole project was born.
But we made the first song just like kind of to test out the tape machine. So it was like a really
it's always how a good band starts, right?
Yeah, I mean it was like an organic thing, and we were like kind of joking around more so, and then it wasn't until we made like the third song where it was like, oh man, weird. We're making an album that we like can stand behind and like, and we want to tour for a long time.
Well, the music's great. I mean, the album is awesome. Light Upon the Lake. It's really, I've heard it called, 60s guitar pop. When I saw that, I actually saw it before I listened to the music and I was like, I don't understand what that means, but I mean, the music is very, melodic. It's very unique.
Yeah.
Talk about your guys' style and where it comes from.
Max is just like, Max is very good at writing, melodically like interesting guitar lines. And, I think I just like bring a certain sort of like soul when it comes to writing vocal melodies too. And we figured out a way to like make them complement each other, in a way that we just like wanted to listen to the songs over and over again. So that was kind of how we crafted the record. It was like maybe a bit selfish in that way. Like we just like made the songs that we loved and wanted to hear like a million times.
What was it about? I mean, I'm always fascinated about, I mean, you guys went from, you know, the duo, they played in a different band. You guys were able to test out the tape machine, get it going. At what point did you say this is a seven piece band? This is a band that is much bigger than just the two of us.
I think it must've been probably after we wrote like the fifth song or so. We had done Golden Days and Polly, which are two of like the larger arrangements on the album. And, again, even at that point, it wasn't something that playing live was on our minds at the time. But
it wasn't like the goal,
yeah,
really.
Like we were just kind of trying to finish this project that we've been like writing wise, you know.
Yeah.
And then in January of last year, we were like, we're going to start playing shows together. And I think we first tried it with six people. We didn't even try it with
us. Oh, yeah. And it's really cool. This is like maybe veering off to like a different tangent, but like our horn play, like one of the biggest things was like, how are we gonna get an entire horn section into our live show?
Right.
And our horn player like had bought this pedal that is like basically like a vocal harmonizer. So it's like, if you are like a lead singer and you want like three harmonies behind you, you'll buy this pedal and you'll set it up to, you know, perform them for you basically. I had never even thought about this, but like our horn player was just like, I'm going to try this out on my horn. And he now plays his entire horn section on a MIDI keyboard.
Wow.
Through this harmonizer to create the effect of like an entire horn section. And it literally sounds amazing. I mean, like, yeah.
I actually remember he like sent us an email of a voice memo of him playing the thing for the first time. It was like, do you guys think this is going to work? And I was like,
it was like, oh my God, like we couldn't tell the difference. So it was like,
where'd you get all those horns? Right.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, I mean, for you guys, I mean, you have a Chicago pedigree. I mean, the band Smith Westerns was a band that played Pitchfork, has done a lot of stuff. I mean, after the breakup, was the goal, like you said, you dilly-dallied for a couple months, but was the goal to to find different musicians, to continue being musicians? What was the goal after the end of Smith Westerns?
We didn't, and I think it's like most important that we didn't have a goal. It was really like we kind of like had to purge some ideas that weren't necessarily going to form into an entire cohesive album or a project or whatever. And then like that's why it's such a special thing, is that we just like kind of randomly found it one morning when we weren't even looking for it, and then the inspiration was almost immediately there, and then we had to chase it and like and basically like attack it, what we had found that one morning. So
and also like I think I heard the Twin Peaks guys talking about the Chicago community and whatnot, and we're like lucky enough to have lots of friends who like are with like have places within multiple avenues of art, photography, painting, and whatnot. And I think the people that we were hanging out with at the time were super inspirational, and like kind of everyone was making stuff, and just our voice and making art is music. So we were just kind of like trying to be part of that group and like create stuff as a like Chicago artist.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a lot that's happening. We talked with the guys from Twin Peaks about how they're in a lot of different genres of music. There's a lot that's bubbling up in your generation of music and performance here in Chicago. Do you feel that? Do you feel that there's a lot more that's happening in this sort of time than maybe previous 5, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just a lot of hungry kids, like whether it be like hip hop or maybe like alternative indie, whatever. Also, shout out to Aaron Steinbrecher, because I know he's listening right now. I love you. yeah, I think there's a lot of young people that they want to make their mark, and a lot of people are really doing it right now.
I guess like in a positive way, like
I love it.
When Smith Westerns were first starting, like the tagline was like young kids from Chicago, but now that like in the best way possible, like no one can say that anymore, because there's so many young bands coming out from Chicago. That's like, there aren't like all bands are like usually.
You guys are kind of the elder statesmen,
yeah,
right?
I know, right?
How old are you guys?
25.
Yeah, so you're
24.
The,
yeah, 25, yeah,
it's almost over for you guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
Way out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Van Whitney in studio. Tonight they're in Studio 435. We're going to hear a live performance with them. Let's take a quick break. What we'll do is we'll sound check in the break and get you guys ready to hear some music. Whitney is, you just heard from Max Kakasic and Julian Ehrlich, but Josiah Marshall, Will Miller, Malcolm Brown, Prince Chateau, and Charles Glanders are here in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Stay with us. It's Studio 435 here on the Download, 720 WGN. In studio with us tonight, the band Whitney. The new album is called Light Upon the Lake. The seven-piece band is playing Pitchfork Music Festival Friday night at 4:15. They're in studio with us tonight. Let me get through the names again. Whitney is Matt Kakasic, Julian Ehrlich, Josiah Marshall, Will Miller, Malcolm Brown, Prince Chateau, and Charles Glanders. And we're in studio. We're going to hear Dave's Song. Is that the name of this track? Dave's Song, Whitney Live in Studio 435. Take it, guys. Again, and I know where to keep your hung up, but I Woo! There we go. The band Whitney live in studio here, Studio 435 in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Michigan Avenue. The fans out there, you like that music?
Yeah! I'll come sing!
There you go. There you are, right? All right, live in studio with us, the band Whitney. They are playing at Pitchfork Friday night at 4:15. They're in studio tonight. Matt Kakasic, Julian Ehrlich, Josiah Marshall, Will Miller, Malcolm Brown, Prince Choteau, and Charles Glanders. The new album is called Light Upon the Lake. Why don't I get Julian and Max back up on the microphone so we can talk a little bit more before we hit the news here. Great song. I mean, there's just a... I think you mentioned it a little bit earlier about the arrangements. Talk about arranging that song. I mean, the concept, obviously, it's, you know, we're kind of stripped down on the drum set.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about what goes into arranging a song like that. Is it pretty much, you know, based off the guitar?
Yeah, the song started with that kind of like weird... It's actually a very simple chord progression. So the challenge with that song was making it sound somewhat unique because the chord progression is pretty like classic or basic in a way. But I think the kind of thing that the best part of the song to me is like when the horn comes in during the solo and the whole band kind of stops for a second. Those two hits.
Yeah. That song also on record has full drums. I just don't have a kick pedal, so I have to use I had to resort to just like auxiliary percussion. Yeah, I would say that song, like, that was the first song that we wrote on the record, and then we kind of developed our entire like identity in terms of arrangement later on, like 4 or 5 songs later, and then mm-hmm. we kind of came back to Dave's song and like gave it the treatment that we had kind of developed over the next 4 songs. You know,
how different, like, I mean, when you guys have worked together in the past and you've worked in different band, how much do you rely on that for your chemistry since you've worked together before in studio and on stage, and how much of it is defining a new voice, a voice that you had not sort of expressed before?
Well, I think like the difference is that Jules and I are working like way closer than we ever did before. Smith Western's the writing team was like a little different. But with Whitney, it's like more of him and I kind of like playing off each other constantly. And I don't know, I think both of us take constructive criticism really well.
Yeah.
And like, there's not really much ego in the band, which is like really easy.
Yeah.
Fun.
We can like, I don't know. It's just like very easy to tell Max or whatever. It's like, if there's something that I want changed or something so I can maybe do my job a little better, and like same thing vice versa with him, it's like it's very easy, and we'll just kind of make way for each other to like make the song the best that it can possibly be
with the arrangements that you have. And you talked about the pedal and being able to sort of, you know, sort of sync up the horn to sound like horns.
Yeah.
Is it difficult for you guys, or maybe a better way to phrase this, is it a challenge for you guys when you go on the road and you're playing at different venues, and maybe some venues are more sophisticated than others in the setup of what you guys are doing? Is it a challenge to sort of get your sound right?
No, but that was also like our first show ever. We like had our sound guy, who we consider like a band member, and his name's Charles, and he's the only sound guy that I've ever met in my entire life that was like my age, like honestly.
Really?
Yeah, and we've like done this. I've toured for like 4 years. So yeah, it was like a breath of fresh air, and he did our first show, and it was just kind of like match made in heaven. We like just brought him on, and he does, coming back to your question, yeah. He does that. He makes it so our band actually does come across the way that we want it to in every different venue, in every small, big room, like wherever we're at, basement. It's
right,
like he does a really good job of that.
That's good. I mean, that's good to have that person with you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he know, I mean, like I think he likes the record, and that's why he's so good at it, which is cool.
We're talking with the band Whitney in studio. They're going to perform again here after the news. We'll take a break and soundcheck some more stuff. I mean, for you guys, we talked a lot with Twin Peaks about being from Chicago. Is that part of your identity? I mean, when you guys hit the tour and play different places, does Chicago go with you?
Yeah, definitely. Three of the members, myself, Malcolm, and the horn player, Will, all went through CPS. Cadian, actually, I went to the same grade school as Cadian. Bell, he went to high school, Malcolm went to high school with Katie, and yeah, so we've all been, it's weird, like, I remember those kids when they're 2 years younger than me, I think maybe three, actually. Are they 3 years?
They're Twin
three.
Peaks.
Yeah, they're three.
They're 4 years younger than me.
Really? Because I remember Jack Dylan in grade school, too. Like, all those kids, you know, they were, like, when I was in eighth grade, they were in, like, fourth or fifth grade, and now seeing them all playing out. But, yeah, I think that, you know, that kind of Chicago mentality, like, crosses all genre-specific borders of music, you know. I know Chance is, like, everyone talks about Chance. He's kind of a hero of the city at the moment. But he went to CPS, too. He went to Whitney Young, I think, or something like that.
Jones?
Yeah. Why did I think Whitney Young? Dang.
Well, anyways, there's a bond. There's definitely a bond between, like, all Chicago musicians and having gone through system, I think.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean, we talked a lot with Twin Peaks about the scene. I mean, you guys are obviously what they were talking about, the bands being tight and being friends. I mean, where do you think that comes from, that communal spirit? I mean, he talked a lot about the house parties and sort of everyone knowing everyone from places outside of the club because you guys kind of came up. But you guys are a little bit older than those guys, but is that similar to you guys?
No, but that same mentality, the thing that's cool is, like, I'm not even from Chicago, but, like, that same sort of, like, lovable mentality and, like, community, like, stretched to me, like, the moment I got here. So it's, like, it really is more than just, like, being born in Chicago. It's, like, I think everyone just wants Chicago to be put on the map at the moment, and anyone who shows that they can maybe do that is supported, and it's, like, that's the best.
Like, yeah, right.
I love it, man.
Julian Ehrlich and Max Kakasic are in studio with me from the band Whitney. The band will play some more music here after the news. They're playing Pitchfork on Friday night, 4:15. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get the news, and then we'll get some more music. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Studio 435 right now in the Allstate Showcase Studio. The band Whitney, Chicago band Whitney, which are playing Pitchfork Friday night, 4:15. They're in studio. Their new album, Light Upon the Lake. Whitney is Max Kakasic, Julian Ehrlich, Josiah Marshall, Will Miller, Malcolm Brown, Prince Chouteau, and Charles Glanders. And they're here ready to perform their song, Golden Days. Take it away, guys.
You save me from hanging on. I tell myself what we had is gone, and after all that I put you through, I get knocked out like I never knew. It kept me real till I'm days.
street level up for that one. There we go. Clap it up. There we go. It's always a crapshoot when you go to the street mic, guys. The band Whitney in studio here, Studio 435. They are playing at Pitchfork coming up here on Friday night at 4:15. Whitney is Max Kakasic, Julian Ehrlich, Josiah Marshall, Will Miller, Malcolm Brown, Prince Choteau, and Charles Glanders. Their album is called Light Upon the Lake. They're going to play one more song for us coming up here after the break, but if you guys want to jump back on the mics real quick, we will continue the conversation to the break, and then we'll get one more song from you guys before we let you go. I'm interested, you know, we talked a little bit about that Chicago stuff, and you know, I had a chance to talk with the band before, Twin Peaks, about their process. I mean, you guys have talked about, you know, creating this music by testing out a tape machine. After you start with the writing of the songs and the demos and getting to the arrangements, what's the recording process like for you guys? I mean, are you the kind of band that, you know, it's go away for as long as you can to put the stuff together? Or is everybody working their jobs and they go to the studio at night? Like, how does it work for Whitney?
I guess when we were demoing, we were working just like kind of odd jobs around Chicago. But when it came time to like fully dive in and like record the actual like final versions of this record, we traveled to LA. And we did the record with Jonathan Rado of Foxygen. I don't know if you guys ever listen to them.
Yeah, sure.
He's like an incredibly talented dude. So yeah, and it really helped. I mean, like, I would have loved to have done it in Chicago, but we had become so obsessed with all the demos in Chicago that I think we needed a change of scenery to just kind of like switch from writing mode to like just full on tracking, right, like recording mode. So
there's a lot of bands do that. I mean, there's this sort of move to try and get away from your familiar surroundings to be able to focus entirely on the music when it's crunch time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's talk about obviously the reception for Light Upon the Lake has been great. I mean, you guys have got great thing. You got Pitchfork. People love the music. I think the music's great. The texters texting in. Love the arrangements of it. What's next for you guys? I mean, obviously you're playing a lot of shows. You got big shows here with Pitchfork. But where do you see you guys going for the rest of the year and beyond?
After Pitchfork, I think we're on tour until September.
We're on tour for about a million years. Yeah. But we just
do you like it?
Yeah. Oh, we love it, and it's like, it's what we had kind of been craving while we were writing the music a little bit too. So it's like nice to be fulfilling it, like that craving. But like, I don't know. Yeah, we had our first like real week off in Chicago this week, and we actually like got a lot of work done on like the next the first demo for the next record. So it's like kind of.
You didn't take that time to like chill. You went right back in.
We took like 2 days, just really like getting over jet lag because we were flying in from Europe. But yeah, I just want to, you know, it's like anytime we get a few days home, it's just writing.
No, obviously, because there's a lot meant, a lot sort of talked about when it comes to touring. I mean, the mental and physical fatigue of it. But there's also it's rock and roll. I mean, there's actually a fun part of doing this for a living. But talk about, I mean, for you as a band that's on the way up, people like the music. I mean, I'm always fascinated about when you put a tour together, let's say in Europe or even East Coast, whatever it is. I mean, how are you getting people from show to show? I mean, to come to the show, to pack it up, to nice size venues. I mean, what's the secret? I mean, in this day and age, is it all social media? Is it all just pushing it to? Is it who you're touring with? Like, what's the secret to get people to a Whitney show?
I think a lot of it does. Social media and opening for bigger acts are important, but I mean, kind of like in a small, like as a small sample size, like just the way our band grew in Chicago is like playing smaller venues to a couple people and putting on a show good enough where those people went and told their friends, and the next show we had, you know, double that until we were, you know, selling out the Empty Bottle, which I still can't believe we did that early in our playing career.
Honestly, this is like probably a dorky thing to say since we're on radio right now, but like, I just know how much our songs are being played on the radio over in Europe, and it totally blows our minds. Like, we're playing mostly sold out shows over there. And
wow.
I think honestly, most of it has to do with radio play.
Does it blow your mind to roll into
awesome.
German club or whatever it is, and you're like, everybody's here and they're singing along to the song?
And it's
song,
people singing. It's people singing the lyrics, and that's kind of how I know that it has to be radio play.
Right.
Because, like, I don't know.
But are you aware? Are you aware of your popularity when you go out that way? I mean, are you kind of skeptical of it? And then you show up and everybody's there singing along, and you're like, "Wow!"
I think this last trip was kind of mind blowing for us. We had a couple of festivals where we played to the largest group of people that we've or this band's ever played in front of.
Yeah,
and it was crazy.
It was like kids in a candy store. It was really intense. Very fun.
Well, that's great. Then you get to come back and play Pitchfork. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Hey, yeah, tougher days. From the band Whitney, the new album Light Upon the Lake. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get one more song from you guys.
Yep.
Here in Studio 435. Stay with us. It's Studio 435 on the download. Justin Kaufman in studio with us is Chicago band Whitney. The new album, Light Upon the Lake, the seven-piece band playing Pitchfork Friday night at 4:15. They're here in studio tonight. Whitney is Max Kakasic, Julian Ehrlich, Josiah Marshall, Will Miller, Malcolm Brown, Print Choteau, and Charles Glanders. And they're going to play one more song for us here. Remember, they're going to be at Pitchfork on Friday night. Here's the song, No Woman. Take it away, guys.
I left drinking on the city train to spend some time on the road. Then one morning I woke up in LA, caught my breath on the coast. I've been going through a change. Sure, I'm just walking in a haze, and I'm not ready to turn. No woman. I've been going through a change.
to spend some time on the road.
Yeah, there we go. The band Whitney live in Studio 435 tonight. They will be at Pitchfork Music Festival Friday night at 4:15. Their new album, Light Upon the Lake, is just out. Whitney is Max Kasich, Julian Ehrlich, Josiah Marshall, Will Miller, Malcolm Brown, Prince Choteau, and Charles Glanders. Thanks, guys, for coming in tonight and being our guests here in Studio 435.